Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of That's My Jam, where we talk about music, and whenever we have a guest, we ask them the hardest question of all time: what is your favorite song? With you as always, I am DJ Rios.
Back with you is Big Jern.
And today we have a super special guest for all you new year, new me, you know, getting healthy and getting fit people for the new year. Personal trainer from the gym I go to. Total Fitness. I think I can shout him out. I hope I can. And just all around super healthy buff guy at the gym that kind of intimidates you, Mr. Chase Perkins. What's up, Chase?
Hey, what's going on?
So why don't you tell everybody a little bit about yourself?
Well, I am currently going through actually a doctorate program here at Western, which I think you knew that, Josh.
I did.
It's in physical therapy, but then besides that, you know, I do a lot of strength coaching and I've done personal training for years, but then once I got certified in strength and conditioning, kind of took off, and I've been doing that. Like I said, I've been strength coaching probably the past 4 to 5 years.
Yeah, and you give pretty good tips, because like I know when I'm struggling or if I need help or something at the gym, like I'm always like, Chase, where you at? Like,
yeah,
I gotta have
that's
some
help. It's everybody, and it kind of comes one of those things that sometimes you have to switch up where you go, just simply because it's not a bad thing, but just people, you know, want to ask so many questions. That, hey, what do you think about this? And then it kind of affects if you're trying to work out or even if you're working with a client. You know, you've seen it. I'll be working with somebody and 5 people might come up within an hour and ask you something. And of course, you want to give them the information that you have. So
that's true. It's just you're so loaded down with information.
Yep.
Plus you wear those tight t-shirts, so
yeah.
Everybody's like, I gotta look like that guy.
Oh yeah, exactly.
I wanna look like this
guy. At least I wear a t-shirt and it's not like a bro tank.
Or at least you wear like long enough shorts where you're not like showing us your world. That's kinda gross, man. I've seen that in gyms. That shit's gross.
It is.
But or you don't scream. I hate those people that like have like 150 and they're just like, I'm dying. Yeah, like they're like,
yeah, lunk alert, right?
Yeah, they're like about to like shit on themselves. Yeah. Take it easy, guy. but before we get into all that, we'll talk a little bit more about fitness and all that stuff. Jeremy, what have you been listening to? What have you been into?
Well, we're kind of short notice, so I didn't know what to.
Yeah, it was, you know, pretty short notice.
If I had anything off the cuff, it'd probably be Paula Cole, Where Have All the Cowboys Gone?
Oh, really? That's a God. I haven't heard that song forever.
That's a stab at you, by the way.
Man, I fucking hate you.
That's I know. That's a good song, though, by the way. Riff Raff had it's like an older song, but I guess he was just fucking with it before, but he put out a video for it. It's called Versace Python. Have you heard it?
Yeah, I've heard it.
He's got a video out for it now. If you need help looking it up, you spell Versace. F. How do you spell it? F O.
Versace.
Versace Python.
Yeah. I haven't really been listening to anything just because I was gearing up for that OK concert I went to in Chicago, which was fucking amazing, and definitely I can say right now that Feel All Right by OK has taken over as my new jam. Like, that shit was an incredible show. Chicago is actually a great city. It's a beautiful city, believe it or not, even, you know, despite what you hear in the news and stuff. Like, didn't have any problems, felt safe for the majority of the time. I think I went down to the South Side yesterday, but I had to go see the Gallagher House from Shameless. So.
It's impressive when you, you're in a big city and it's clean like that. You're like, how do they manage this?
Yeah, and I was like, I was expecting to see like at least like one rat. Not a single one. But it's because it's cold.
Yeah.
Because this Lyft driver was like, oh yeah, there's rats everywhere.
And where'd
like,
you say it was again?
Chicago.
Chicago. And he just got back from Chicago?
Yeah, yesterday.
Cool.
Yeah, got back from Chicago, and then I went to work last night, and I've slept for 7 hours, and here I am.
Yeah. I bet they got those big mutated rats, like Master Splinter.
He said there was one that was, like, bigger than a cat. I was like, ugh.
Damn, could you imagine that?
I'm not coming back in the heat. Like, I mean, there's one they don't mess with, that's rats. And
yeah.
I don't know. But, anyway.
Get bubonic.
Yeah, but it was great, man, and then, like, the music scene out there is still a lot of like indie rock and
yeah, they've
rock.
Had a lot of they've always had a good indie rock scene.
Yeah, it's really good stuff. And then of course like the EDM scene, which I'm into, is taking over in certain sections of Chicago. Like, I've seen a couple of venues where it's, you know, just predominantly raves, and that's like all it is. And so I love that shit. But and then I went to House of Blues, saw a blues player. Shit, I wish I could remember what his name was.
Yeah, because you texted it to me. And
I think I texted you the wrong like last name.
Oh, really? Okay.
It's Mississippi Gabe Carter. So if you ever look him up online, like that guy was awesome. Man. It was just him and his guitar.
Just
and
a solo act.
Yeah, and I'm like not even a really blues guy, but like, I mean, he's like it. The traditional sense of blues. Like, I mean, it was awesome.
Yeah, when somebody's legit, you know, you can tell.
Yeah, I mean, and I listen to like a little bit of everything. I mean, I know everybody says that, but I mean, I do.
It's
and,
true with
and
us. We mean it.
Yeah, I have an appreciation for all kinds of music. I mean, if you're good at it, like,
right.
I can't hate on you for it. All right, so it is that time part of the show. Chase, what is your jam?
That's such a hard question. Like I was saying earlier, I mean, it really comes down to, it's almost I wish somebody would just give me a genre, but I guess you can't. So I don't know why. I know it's a little old school, but I've been kind of feeling Metallica here lately.
Okay.
And For Whom the Bell Tolls.
Okay.
That's
and I know that's kind of you know, it's cliche of somebody who listens to rock to say something like Metallica, right? But I don't know why, it's been playing on like my Amazon. Mm-hmm. So I listen to Amazon music and I kind of just skim through, and whatever is just feeling right, you know, you leave it and whatever.
Yeah.
But for some reason that song's been coming up a lot lately. And it's been coming up on like around here, some of the rock stations around here. And it just, I don't know, it's put me in this mood. Not a bad mood at all. It's just, it's good. Yeah. And I know like the song, like, didn't that come from like the Spanish Civil War or something? And
yeah,
somebody like Hemingway
like
or something
weird,
wrote
like, yeah, it's got some weird quotes history into it. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyways, besides all I know is that the guitar solo in that song was pretty sick. And
yeah,
it kind of just fuels me on for my workout. So I'm not kidding. I really do listen to that song probably every day.
Wow.
In my workout.
I was like slowly cringing because I was afraid you were going to say Enter Sandman. And I'm like,
oh,
yeah, don't
no,
say it. Don't say it, man.
Yeah,
like,
it,
I don't.
Yeah.
Like, you know, we talk about Metallica a lot about how like Enter Sandman's just been kind of played out. Just
overly.
It's a good song, but it's just like, it's just such, like, I can't listen to anymore. And we joke, it's not really a joke, he jokes with me about it, but like Saint Anger is my favorite Metallica song. And
I didn't.
And it's like the least favorite Metallica song.
I wasn't big on it.
Yeah.
See, like,
do you like Metallica? You like Metallica?
Yeah, I like.
And like, I like Saint Anger, but like every Metallica person like is like, nah, that's the worst song they've ever did. And I'm like, fuck you.
Yeah.
Hey, somebody had to like
it.
Well,
and that's not even probably my favorite Metallica song, really. Okay. I don't know why. It's just kind of been, like you guys said, it's like my jam for the past couple weeks.
It's one of their better songs.
Yeah.
I mean, no doubt, it's one of their better songs.
Yeah. I think when you get out of, like, maybe, like, the mainstream of Metallica, there's, like, probably really good songs in there.
Yeah.
I haven't listened to enough Metallica to be like, yeah, there's all these good songs, and then there's this mainstream shit that I don't really care for. But,
yeah.
I mean, I pick and choose.
I've seen interviews where they talk about how they hate Enter Sandman.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They do not like to play that song.
I do not like that song. If
right.
I ever hear that song, it is skipped so quick,
yeah,
or I just change the station.
Yeah, exactly.
It is. It's. I don't know.
There's nothing wrong with it.
No, but I think that goes with, like, every artist, man. Like, I mean, I think you get famous off that one song, and then it's really hard to get away from everybody being like,
right,
play it.
It's, yeah.
Like,
I'm the same way with, like, Sweet Child of Mine. If I hear the first couple notes, I'm like, nope.
Yeah.
Can't do it.
Like I said, I only like November Rain. That's the only Guns N' Roses song I like. I can't, like, there was a time where I thought Welcome to the Jungle and one of their other songs, I thought they were the exact same song.
Oh, really?
Like, I thought they were just, like, the same shit. And I was like, yeah, I can't fuck with this.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. So that's a good song. I mean, I'm just, like I said, I was cringing because I thought you were going to say Enter Sandman. I was like, fuck, here we go. We got to have this whole drawn out conversation about it.
I know.
And have to convince you that that's not your jam. It's not anybody's jam.
It's nobody. That's definitely nobody's jam.
But I will say though, like, that song kind of falls in the realm of like a lot of, like we talked about last time, Queen songs, where it's like, it's just specific to like sports, like games and stuff. Like,
yes.
Like,
yes.
Like, yeah, I wouldn't normally listen to Enter Sandman on my own, but if it comes on at a fucking football game, I'm like the most amped guy in the stadium. So yeah,
you're rocking out.
And I mean, I guess that's, but there's, and this is a great segue into what I want to talk with you about is how like music and exercise kind of like go together. I mean, what are your thoughts on that? Like, I mean, your own personal thoughts, I guess.
Yeah, well, you know, in the realm of actually what I was saying earlier about going through that doctorate program, we were kind of, I don't want to say forced, but I kind of want to say forced to do a lot of research on pretty much everything. So it kind of makes you like a nerd in things, you know, like, oh, well, what water is better to drink at this certain time of day or something like that. But music, though, we actually have had some research that we have done.
Nice.
And it just wasn't extensive because it's kind of hard to, you know, when you're looking at different factors and everything, how do you really see how exercise and music or moving in music really affects like you or affects you, Jeremy, or affects me, because we all have different things. And then how do we look at that tomorrow? You know, when your sleeping pattern and your sleeping pattern and my sleeping pattern have all been different, or the food we've ate or whatever, right? So there's so many factors, but what they have found is that preferential music opposed to non-preferential music, you know, is definitely, there's a big difference. So what they did is they took like 12 or 15, this is like one research study that I had seen in the past. They took like 15 athletes that were all about the same build. They were all, I think they were all males, and they did bench pressing with them. Pretty basic exercise of most people go to the gym. And they took half of them and gave them preferential music. Half of them they gave music that they would never listen to.
Right.
And the people who listened to the music that they liked, you know, for me, I guess Metallica or something, as long as it's not Enter Sandman. But no, they found, though, that they were, like, pushing out between 75% more repetitions within a certain amount of time than the people who were listening to something they didn't want to listen to. Which kind of alludes to that fact that, it, you know, what is it? Is it environmental stimulus? Is it, you know, kind of blocking, kind of a... maybe like the fatigue,
right?
You know, where you kind of focus on fatigue if you don't like the music. Because if I know if I'm focused on the music, I'll be at the gym and I'll start doing stuff that I don't need to be doing.
Right.
And I'll start doing extra stuff just because I'm kind of into a song. And you know, it kind of just, you kind of fall into a different little world. But if I am listening to something I don't particularly care for, I realize I'm kind of like, I'm going to do what I need to do, and then I'm going to move on, kind of thing. So I can completely understand where music would affect your exercise, 100%.
Now, when you say, like, if you're listening to, like, something you don't like non-preferential or whatever, and you're saying, like, I'm going to do this, I'm going to move on, do you think that that's, like, speeding up your workout, or do you think it's going to, like, cut it short? Like, well, I guess I'm just kind of done. Like, do you think that's, is that, like, what you're trying to say, I guess?
I don't know, because here's the thing. I know this is going to sound kind of, like, really random, but I listen to a lot of country music outside of gym.
Right.
You know, a lot of country music from, I'm talking, like, 80s to kind of present. I don't like a lot of the new country music.
Yeah,
I
really got to pick and choose.
Yeah, it's pretty crappy. Deep, yeah.
But it all kind of sounds the same.
But it all still sounds the same. Right. Yeah, kind of a little more pop than country. But when I am at the gym, though, I listen to a lot of rock, trap, rap, and piano. And I don't know why.
You threw me off all
I've started listening to piano music. And you said it kind of like speeds it up. If I'm listening to trap music, I realize I'm going 100 miles an hour. And I guess it's tempo based.
Yeah.
You know, I'm kind of just like, oh, yes, yes, yes.
Right.
Rock, kind of the same way. But then piano kind of, I don't know how to explain it. It does not make me move faster, but it does not make my exercise session stop faster either. I'll be there for an hour and a half on accident, and I'm over here listening to Beethoven. Or something.
That's kind of weird.
It is kind of weird, and it's been just the last couple weeks.
Maybe I need to try that.
That's super interesting. Yeah, it really is.
I mean, I feel like Beethoven is like super aggressive, because I mean I've had music history and stuff, and I know Beethoven's like, some of his pieces are like really aggressive.
Yeah.
So I mean, I can see how the right piano classical piece could do that to you. I mean, it's
well, if you think about it too, like think about, you know, and this is kind of where my head goes whenever I'm working out. You know, we all have these different thoughts when we're exercising, but think about a movie where, like, something's about to build. yeah, it's just a normal part of the movie, but there's really no talking or anything. But then there's that music in the background that's kind of like building up that scene. Mm.
Yeah.
And for like 3 or 4 minutes, it's building up or something dramatic's about to happen. That's kind of how it feels whenever I'm listening to that.
Yeah.
Kind of like builds me up a little bit, even though it's just a piano style music. It's not anything that's normal, I guess you would say. I would say it's still normal, but...
Oh, I'm sure. I mean, I'm sure that...
Most people in the gym are probably not listening to piano genre.
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't.
In the weight room, especially.
No.
You know, maybe running or something. Yeah, yeah, but...
I guess that's why, like, Zumba has become this, like, global fucking what it is. I mean...
I hate to say it, but it's kind of like a cult. Almost.
Yeah.
Almost.
My wife loves...
You're either in it or not.
Yeah, my wife loves Zumba. But she's gotten... But, like, at the gym, she's gotten into, like, the other classes, like the Tabata and the other stuff. But I think she likes it because it's, like, it's group and it's music. So it's almost like, you know, like a club setting, you know? It's like you're having fun, but you're still burning, like, 1,000 fucking calories or however many you would burn.
Right.
Because I've seen some of those ladies and a couple guys that have done it, and they come out of there and they're just, like... dripping sweat, and I'm like, what the hell are y'all doing in there? Like,
yeah,
this is gonna be the most aggressive dancing I've ever seen in my life. But she's always tried to get me to do it, and I don't think I have the nerve to go do Zumba. Like, I don't know.
For me, it kind of comes down to, like, do you really want to be in there? I mean, it's all dancing stuff, so unless you really enjoy dancing, I don't think anybody would really want to be in there, unless,
yeah,
you have a different purpose, but
just
to enjoy yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly, right?
Yeah. And you see them at the gym too, because they'll like hover by the door and they'll walk just a little bit slower, and I'm like, because I'm a man.
Let's be honest, it's a little easier to slip in a Zumba class than like a yoga class.
Yeah.
So
I don't know. It's such a, I don't know. But I did do aqua cardio one time. That shit was fun and that shit was intense.
Yeah.
Like, I was hurting when I got out of there.
I know.
Like,
when you get out of the pool, you feel like spaghetti.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I never went back for that sole reason. I was like, I don't want to feel like this ever again. I'll just go back to running and lifting weights. But no, and like, I mean, I have a gym like jam, I guess. Like, the one song I listen to at the gym every time, and you can throw it on yours if you want to give it a try.
Queen?
No. Hell no. It's called Purple Lamborghini by Skrillex and Rick Ross. It was on the Suicide Squad.
Oh, you showed me that
soundtrack.
Before.
Yeah. And it's like, I have to play it every workout. Like, every workout I do, it's always on there, and I listen to it at least twice per workout. And it's just, it's a great song, and it goes so hard, and it's literally the only good song on the Suicide Squad album. And it's the only good thing about Suicide Squad, I hear. I haven't seen the movie.
I haven't seen it either.
I'll pass on that.
I've got to mention, since he brought up the piano music, I had recently watched this movie called Ex Machina. I don't know if you remember. It's like where this Oscar Isaac plays this guy who like creates AI, and he's also really big into like working out, and there were scenes where like he's working out hard and he's listening to like concertos and classical music and stuff like that. So
that won like a shit ton of awards, didn't it? Like whenever it came out.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I remember like
when Oscar for Ex Machina.
Or Ex Machina is what they said at the Oscars. Or
oh, really?
They said it wrong.
Yeah.
Ex Machina.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. Yeah,
yeah.
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 So that's how it's read, but that's how it's supposed to be said.
Yeah. It won, I think, Best Visual Effects or something, and it was like the lowest budget of all the visual effects films. I can't remember what else was up nominated that year. I think Star Wars and some other big budget shit. But it was really impressive.
Yeah. And like, in last season on the show, we had Braden Ward, a pro MMA fighter, and we got to talking to him about music and stuff and what he listens to and works out. And I was telling him that I read an article that there are actually some athletes that like noise cancel and don't listen to shit.
Anything.
Like, dead silence. And I would lose my mind.
I know. I'm pretty crazy when it comes to, like, if my headphones aren't charged or if I don't have an extra spare, you know, just ones I can plug in or something. I've got to listen to some kind of music.
Yeah, I don't know how athletes do it, man, but they're, like, their 40-yard dashes are, like, 2 seconds faster because they're just not listening to anything. Like, it's just dead silence. I'd lose my damn mind. Yeah, and I mean, I'm sure maybe there's some sort of, like, mental, like, maybe it's, like, for focus. Like, if you just don't have anything going on around you, like, that's how you...
I'd say it's almost like some weird form of meditation where you just block everything out, you know? It's just like,
Because they could probably take this, like an athlete exactly like that guy, and give him music that he likes. And he's probably going to do just as well. You know, it's just based on person, really, because...
I guess it would be hard to do the study and, like, I guess show scientific fact of, like, what's working and what's not working.
Yeah, like, oh, you need to listen to no music to do better.
Right.
It's like, that's not true necessarily.
No. I just need, like, a good hearty amount of pre-workout and...
Exactly.
And somebody to, like, kick me in the ass. Because I have literally, and I will admit this to you, I have literally drove into the parking lot because I park in the gravel.
Oh, yeah.
I literally drove in there and I looked at the gym and I've circled out and I came home. I was like, fuck this. I was like, I do not feel like being here today. And then, like, a couple years ago, well, about a year and a half ago, I lost like 52 pounds, like, when I joined this gym. Like, I lost a shit ton of weight. And I was going every day, and I was like running like at least 2 miles, and then I finally like got to one day where I couldn't even run half a mile. Like, I was so fatigued, and like I had put on different kinds of music, like trying to get me amped up, and I just hit a wall. Like, I just, and I had talked to a friend of mine who was helping me like get into exercise and stuff, and he said, rest is just as important as working out.
It is.
He's like, you literally worked out like 17 days in a row. He's like, go home and go to sleep.
Yeah, for sure.
So, sure.
I agree with that.
So now I've had back issues and I don't go to the gym as much.
Take a day off.
Yeah. But I'm having back surgery at the end of the month. So once I recover from that, like, me and Chase are going to get together and fucking throw truck tires and.
Of course.
Yeah. Well, tractor tires. I don't know if it's bigger. It's a tractor tire.
Tractor tires are definitely bigger.
Well, we have an old tractor at our house, and so it's not like. It's not like I have much to gauge off of.
You can roll down a hill in them shits.
Yeah, it's a 1956 International Harvester. And how I know that is because we took it to the car show in Morgantown.
Oh, yeah.
To the car and tractor show. We spray painted it with, like, automotive paint.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We took it down there, and we didn't win shit. Well, but it looked good.
You should have just jammed Kenny Chesney. That would have given you points.
Yeah, that's it. Oh, you got to play Waylon in Morgantown, man.
Yeah, I would hope.
All them old farts.
I hope people still listen to Waylon down there.
Yeah, I listen to Waylon every now and then.
Yeah.
I don't know. I was on a huge George Strait kick there for a little bit.
I like George Strait a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's probably like my all-time favorite.
Yeah, he's so good.
He's damn good, yeah. Shooter James,
and he's still
good too.
Yeah, he's still good.
He's like still good.
Yeah.
Did he do his last tour, or does he have another one? I don't know.
I thought he did his last tour.
Yeah, that's what I
think. He just finished his last quote-unquote tour.
Yeah, he'll, 10 years,
so
he'll be like...
So did Garth Brooks.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Garth Brooks did that one in Notre Dame.
Oh, yeah. Did you see that?
That was crazy.
That was awesome, man. It was like raining and shit, and I'm like... I like Garth Brooks.
Man, he plays the crowd, don't he? Yeah.
Yeah, he does.
But, like, why Notre Dame, though?
I don't know.
Like, he didn't go there. Yeah. He's not from Indiana.
I kind of wondered.
I don't know. Whatever.
He could have went anywhere. Everybody loved him.
Literally gone everywhere.
Yeah.
I think I'd be more impressed if he did Cowboy Stadium and sold it out. Which he would,
he
actually.
Would. Yeah, it don't matter where.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he would. So popular.
We don't ever talk about country music much.
I've been waiting for a country show that we're going to do.
I know. I just...
There's some good country artists out there. You just gotta look for them.
But I just feel like the country music we talk about is like old country music. Like, I'll never be in a position to be like, have you heard
good.
The new country song?
Yeah, I know.
I just don't.
You got Sturgill Simpson. You got Jason Isbell. Shooter Jennings. Those are my top three of current ones.
I've only heard Shooter Jennings. I haven't listened to either of the other two. Jason Isbell and who?
Sturgill Simpson. Probably the best, in my opinion. He's like alternative country, though, I guess you could say. He's got some psychedelic elements to it, but it's still country. Mm-hmm. Oddly enough, he pulls it off.
Like, I would say the newest thing I listen to is, like, Eric Church. That's literally
about... Well, yeah, you tell me about Eric Church.
And
because of Dwight Yoakam.
Yeah, because he... Because
my boy.
Yeah, he was... We were going to buy tickets for my mom and stepdad to go see... Dwight Yoakam in Evansville, and then his opening act was Eric Church, and I was like, I want to listen to some of this shit, and man, it's good country music. Like, I don't, and it's like rocking too, like, so it's kind of a little bit of rock and a little
you
bit of country.
You showed me Casey Musgraves too, is that her name?
Yeah, that was years ago. I think her sound has kind of changed though. I think she's gotten a little bit poppier since
she definitely is.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
When she first came out, I text him like, shit, back in 2012 is when I texted you, and she had just come out, and she was like super country, and it was so good. And then I guess I've heard a couple of things in the past couple of years, and it's not been very country.
It happens,
you know. It's the politics of the music biz and all that stuff.
I know.
But, all right, so we're gonna go wrap things up. That was a pretty good little episode.
I like the informative episodes.
Yeah, this is super informative.
People will respond well to this, I hope.
I know. Even though, like, every
or if
time
you don't like it, let us know too. He was talking about that too. Like, let us know something.
Yeah, please review us, because you know we need feedback to get better for you guys.
Yeah.
But what's funny though, if I go to Chase about something, like I'm like really hyped about like a diet or like some sort of workout, you're always the quickest person to be like, nah man, fuck that, don't do it. And I'm like, what man, like it's the all bacon diet. Yeah, that's stupid, because you're gonna get off that diet and then you're just gonna get fat. Like, Chase is the straightest shooter when it comes to health and wellness.
That's what you want.
That's exactly what you want. Like, I know. You're not gassing me up.
I'm just eating Cheerios.
Like, I've done all this research into the keto diet.
Yeah.
And I was like, I text Chase about it, and you were just like, nah, man, because you're going to get off of it, and your body's just going to react like shit.
Yeah. Exactly.
So
exactly.
So what's your policy on dieting? Because I want everybody to hear this.
Okay, you're going to hate this, because I feel like every personal trainer should say this, and if they don't, most of them will. There shouldn't be a diet anyways. You know, it should always be kind of that lifestyle change, really, when it comes down to it. Because you don't want to do, you know, like, if you're going to exercise, right, you want to exercise for the rest of your life. Like, what's the point in going to get better at running 3 or 4 miles if you're not going to continuously do that forever? You know, hands down, I mean, you have problems maybe with your back, or if somebody has a problem with their knee or something, you got to take time off because of an injury. But really, when it comes down to dieting, I hate the word dieting. Dieting to me is so dumb. It's just like saying, hey, I'm going to do this dieting for a little bit, and I know I'm going to end up eating like shit again here in the next 4 months, and maybe even 4 weeks. You know, that's, I feel like most people do. And that's the big thing. So what I tell people is, if you're really going to try to hit it hard, go to the gym. Get good at being at the gym first. Get good at being active. Get good at, you know, parking further away from the friggin' entrance to Walmart, not minding to walk an extra 15 car lengths before you worry about, you know, what you're intaking food wise because I feel like so many people come into the gym and they want to do it all at one time, and that is such a good way to fail. People want to come in, they want to kill the gym, they want to change their diet. Okay, well, now they feel like crap physically. What they're eating, they're not happy with what they're eating, and then they're probably not going to sleep good either because they're sore. Their body is not adjusted to the food that they're taking in. So they fail. They're like, fuck this. I'm going back to what I normally did. I'm not going to exercise anymore. I'm going to eat like crap. And guess what happens? It's a roller coaster. People just do this crap all the time. They'll do it for a little bit, and then they're back to normal.
Yeah.
You know, so what I tell people is, if you can get through 2 months of hard exercise, get to that point where you're sleeping good, you're getting used to it, you're wanting the exercise, the dieting, quote unquote, that will come.
Right.
That will almost come naturally, because when you think about it, if I sat a bottle of water in front of you or a Coke, a lot of people would probably pick up the Coke, wouldn't even think about it. But if you've been exercising for 2 months, I don't even have to be around you for you to go, well, I don't need the Coke, you know? And it comes down to just natural things of knowing what's good for you and what's not. Right. You know, like, should you eat cake? Should you eat a little Debbie cake, you know, after supper? Most people are like, man, it's not that big a deal.
Right.
Well, if you've been exercising for, again, 2 months, a year, whatever, you're not going to eat that stuff. Mm-hmm. Processed cheeses and, you know, canned foods and stuff. You'll kind of go away from that stuff.
Right.
Just naturally, because you want to.
Right. Mm-hmm. I mean, I guess that makes sense, because, like, whenever I lost all that weight, the first thing I did was I'd gone to work on day shift, which my sleep schedule went from, you know,
crap,
non-existent to, you know, at least 7 hours of sleep at night with normal people.
Yeah.
And then I was getting up and I was eating oatmeal. And it was like, it wasn't even like healthy oatmeal. It was maple syrup and brown sugar.
Yeah, like Quaker Oat.
Yeah, like it tastes so good. Yeah, but I would eat it. And then, like, I bought these, I don't know why, but I bought fucking Kashi bars to eat on my break. It was like bird seed and fucking Elmer's glue. It was the worst shit I've ever eaten in my life.
That's pretty accurate. I was
like choking it down, like drinking water. And
but I don't even eat Kashi bars.
Dude, God, it's so gross. And then at lunch, like, Kayla, my wife, would always make me, like, variations on chicken. So, like, I would have, like, pesto chicken, and then I would have, like, just lemon pepper chicken, and just chicken. That was all I had. Chicken and broccoli every day.
Yeah.
Or red potatoes, because that shit's good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're fire.
But whatever. And then I would have another Kashi bar. Still killing myself. But after work, I would always go, I would treat myself. It was the one unhealthy thing that I would do all day is at work we get offered free tea, and this old lady makes classic sweet tea that's like super diabetes in a cup.
Yeah.
Oh, is it better than McDonald's?
Yeah. And I would like, I would treat myself, like on my way out to my truck, I'd be like, I'm going to stop, I'm going to have one glass of tea, and then I'm gonna go. Yeah. And I would have that one tea. That was my treat for the day, was that I would have a glass of sweet tea, and then I would come home, rest, go to the gym, eat a good dinner, and do all that shit over again.
Yeah.
So I don't, and I lost, like I said, I lost 52 pounds, and then of course getting hurt fucked everything up, but I feel like that you can have that one thing, and maybe, I mean, you're probably going to be like, no, you're wrong. Like, you always do, like, no, that's bullshit, don't listen to this guy. But I mean, I did, I lost all that weight, and I would have like my one glass of sweet tea. Or, like, after I would run a 5K, I would go to McDonald's. I would devour so much fucking food because I was so hungry.
Yeah. I think it really comes down to, I think what you're saying, though, isn't necessarily wrong. And I'm not saying it's right, but I'm not going to say it's wrong either, because when you think about it, if you have something to work towards, I feel like that intrinsic factor of, you know, like a goal, just simply, I want this sweet tea every day.
Right.
You're going to work your ass off all day to eat right in the morning and eat good just so you can have that sweet tea. Because if you broke and had a sweet tea around lunch, you'd feel terrible having the sweet tea at the end of the day.
Right.
But you don't feel terrible when you have that sweet tea at the end of the day.
Right.
Because you're doing everything else right. I think that's pretty smart. I mean, I don't hate that. But I, you know, for me as a trainer, I would tell my clients, maybe do one cheat day. Which I know you're like, oh my gosh, I couldn't imagine a whole day of eating like crap. But I know this is going to sound crazy too. So we did some studies, like this is back in undergrad when I was in like exercise science before I was completely certified in strength and conditioning. I was working on it, whatever. But there was some studies that showed if you don't eat, you know, any kind of junk food, any kind of fast food, any kind of Coke product, anything like that, you're not ingesting any of that, and do that for a month. And then you can have one cheat day a week. After that month, dramatic change in how you want things. You know, your taste for things just change. Because when you get used to eating, you know, whole wheat pastas. I don't really like whole wheat pasta. But like if you eat whole wheat pasta all the time, whole grain rice, you know, breads and all that stuff. And then you try to go back and eat like white bread. And let's say you've done that for 3 months or something. You probably ain't gonna like it the same. It's just not gonna taste as good. But so I would do that. I would tell my clients, hey, don't eat any fast food. Don't eat any, you know, don't drink any Cokes, don't, or any kind of pop, whatever. And then after a month, we'll get through a month of training. And that's it. Like you can eat whatever else you want, just no fast food, no Coke. After a month, I'm gonna give you one cheat meal a week. And they're like, all right. Usually get to that first cheat meal, they text me like 2 days later and tell me how much they hate me because whatever they ate that day made them like sick for like a whole day because it just runs right through them because they haven't had any of those like the greases and stuff. So I don't know. There's so many ways to get to somebody because what makes you tick isn't going to make me tick and not going to make you tick either. So somebody could take Coke away from me. I'm like, cool, I haven't drank a soda and I can't tell you the last time I drank soda.
Damn.
But I know, but and that's just me. But I have things too that I eat that aren't good too.
Right.
So we all do. It's just that thing, you have to work towards it. but I like it. I like the sweet tea, the one sweet tea a day. Yeah. The one sweet tea a day diet.
That was my yeah. Because it wasn't like, I wasn't on like some super crazy diet. It was just like chicken and oatmeal. And I mean, granted, the kashi bars, he's like, shit. But yeah,
right.
I mean, I ended up switching to granola bars, like oat honey granola bars. And
yeah.
I really like them a lot. Those are good. But yeah, and then just talking about cheat meal, we'll end on this. I follow The Rock on Instagram.
No, he's not even, you can't even compare though with him.
No, because he always posts his cheat day.
I know,
and
I've seen him.
And it's like 15 pancakes, a pound of, like a pan of
a whole pizza.
Brownies, and like three pizzas, and sushi train, like.
And he's like, that was breakfast.
Yeah.
Or something.
Yeah. He'll do like a live on Instagram, he's like, I'm a sushi train, and he's just like pulling plates off the fucking train, and he's just like, blah, blah, blah. Now, granted, I think sushi's healthy, but it's gonna be cool.
Yeah.
It's fish.
Yeah.
I mean, granted, rice.
I hope it's healthy.
Rice isn't good for you, but
not the deep fried one.
Actually, rice ain't that bad for you.
White rice?
If you're eating like, say, jasmine rice, or even basmati rice, a lot of those are gluten free, and I mean, the only thing they are carbohydrates. Mm-hmm. When you think about carbs, a lot of people always give carb like the bad rap, right? Mm-hmm. Carbs are so bad for you. Protein's only good for you. Fat's really bad for you too. Mm-hmm. Well, we need fat for sure, because that's like how our membranes in our body hold together. We need carbs because that's how your spine and your brain, they run off carbs. And then protein, of course, helps rebuild your muscles. So everything is kind of important, but it's just the difference of eating like high cholesterol foods.
So you know, Paula Deen had it figured out with the butter, right?
She had it figured out, man. I mean,
except for the racism. By the steak.
I mean, yeah.
Except for the blatant racism. She's got it all figured out.
Right.
This has been a very informative. It's been a fun episode.
I
learn a little bit, and now I can think about all of this while I'm eating a cheeseburger or something. It's gonna be like, man, Chase is right.
Yeah,
this shit didn't taste as good when I was working out. But at this time, Chase, if you want to give any kind of shout outs to anybody or anything that you promote or whatever, it's all yours.
I don't really have any big shout outs to anybody. I mean, shout out to you for having me here today. I appreciate that. Shout out to, I don't really have any.
Can we shout out Total Fitness?
That's why I was like, dude, shout out TFC.
Total Fitness Connection. It's a great gym in Bowling Green. That's where you can actually find Chase. So if you are looking for some personal training and I think even advice, like I don't think he'll bankrupt you on advice, but
no. I don't usually charge anybody for just asking questions and stuff.
That's true. Yeah, but you're gonna go out of business doing that shit.
I know. I need to start being like $10 a question or something.
You got a question? Give me $1.
Right.
Shout out to your boy Ray Liotta and Chantix.
Yeah, Ray Liotta. Oh my god. But I will say there's one terrible thing about our gym is these high school kids that fucking, they're not listening to this podcast, so we can talk mad shit about them.
Yeah.
There's like these like 10 kids and they all go to like the two bench presses and they're there for like 2 hours and they don't lift shit.
Really?
Oh yeah. Yes. And I'll tell them to leave sometimes too. Like if they're horsing around. A lot of people, come in here and just play around like that. Like those kids that age, and then they all kind of fuel off of one another. And I'm just like, get out.
Yeah.
You know, get out.
It's
if
so
I see anybody else run around here.
Yeah. And then they'll do like a set and then they'll walk on their phone for like 15 minutes. So you think they're done. And I'm like, hey, I'm going to use that. And he's like, oh, hold on. I got like two more sets. I'm like, fuck out of here, man.
I know.
Finish your phone call. Let me get in here real quick.
Exactly.
Kids. Come to the gym when you're an adult. Let me take it serious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But yeah, so anyway, if you guys like what you hear, please review. You know, we were talking about that. We touched on it a little bit earlier.
If you want to be a guest.
Yeah, if you want to be a guest, hit us up. Talk to anybody, for real. And also, you know, you can find us on Facebook and Instagram. And Anchor, Spotify, Google, all that good stuff. So please rate, review, subscribe, all that hearty stuff. But if there's nothing else, Jerm.
Weed, huh?
Yeah, that's not weed. I'm trying to figure out what it is on my table. It's some sort of like fern. I don't know. I'm like, this is not weed. We don't do weed in this house. or anywhere.
Not in this day.
I don't do weed. Let me just put that out there. I don't smoke weed. I don't mess with that stuff.
Yeah, you can tell because you said I don't do weed. I believe him, yo.
Yeah. Is weed healthy, Chase?
Actually, there's benefits.
Yeah, see?
But I don't smoke weed. I don't actually smoke weed.
None of us do now.
But I did, when I was having all this back pain, and I was literally, like, trying everything I possibly could, I bought CBD oil from some lady, and it didn't work. So,
yeah. It wasn't the good CBD oil. That's the problem.
Well, I was like, am I going to get high? And she goes, there's not enough in it to get you high. And I'm like,
well, then I don't want it.
I know, right?
No, it was just like, I was like, well, is this going to work? And she was like, yeah, it'll work. It didn't work, so
yeah.
I won't say her name because I don't want to ruin her business. But anyway, great episode. Getting back off track, but anyway, thank you guys so much for listening, Chase. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you. Yeah, no problem.
And we'll catch you guys next time. This my.